but Europe more than the UK.
That's the BBC's Rob Watson. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the, the 17th of January. Could that be right? 17th of January already, 2017. 530-605-4567 is the phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Joe. He's in here already. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. We've got
How are you?
I am well, thank you. It was coming in, it was a little bit foggy in spots.
Was it supposed to rain? I thought it said it was supposed to be like sun tit this week.
Well, is a matter of fact. mainly cloudy this morning, and then this evening, steady rain starting up, about a quarter of an inch tonight. Tomorrow we could see 1 to 2 inches, more rain coming in for the next couple of days. And this is why they've been dumping so much water down the river, and people are complaining, going, why are you getting rid of the water? It's because they don't want to run out of room at the dam.
Yeah, because what did you say, that one day it went up 3 feet?
Yeah. It
and over 2 or 3 days it was up 5 feet.
And Lake Oroville to the south of us, because of the drainage down the Feather River, came up almost 30 feet in a single day. And that really cuts into their capacity to do flood
and
control.
And did you see that photo of the Yuba River?
Yeah.
When it was, I mean, it looked like it was out of a movie.
And it's actually going to get pretty chilly on Tuesday with snow
That's
coming.
Today, isn't it?
Well, next Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Looking at the extended forecast. It could get downright chilly into the foothills, and we could see a little bit more white stuff showing up in town. So, and there is a special weather statement we'll take a quick look at before we hand it back over. A whole series of Pacific frontal systems, lots more rain coming in, flooding because the ground is so saturated, a distinct possibility. We will keep an eye on that situation.
Oh, you know what? And the more, you know, They've already had problems with flooding.
Yeah.
And now with the ground saturated the way it is, and it is saturated, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. We get some more of these storms. But you know what I'd like to point out, besides the fact that, you know, where our weather reports come from, I would like to point out that only after being elected, you know, since January 1st, President-elect Trump has ended the drought in California. I'd like to point that out to everybody. President-elect Trump has ended the drought in California after 8 years of President Obama trying to do it. He does it in 17 days. It's officially over, right?
That's one way to connect some dots.
Well, hey, you know what? You've just got to look at it. You know, you said, well, you know, if Obama could do all those things, why Trump has ended the drought in California? I would like people to maybe – you know, send out
give
some letters.
Of,
you know, come on. You know, we'd think Governor Brown would send out a letter of appreciation, you know, for to President-elect Trump for ending the drought.
Well, if you can get a Nobel Peace Prize for actually doing
in agriculture, he did nothing
what?
Though.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
What he did was he increased the number of drone strikes all over the world by 100-fold and killed a lot of people.
He sent several of them to rest in peace.
There you go. Hey, anyway, hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they treat their customers as warm friends. They have veterans and seniors discount. It is a veteran-owned business down in Anderson. They're great people, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Give them a call, 365-3793. Now, I am just on a roll today.
Uh-oh.
You know, I started off with that one, you know, that Trump has ended the drought in Southern California. And yet, you think anybody down south is going to say thank you to Mr. Trump?
Oh, no.
Of course not. And why? Because they are – They are petty. They are sore losers. They can't handle. They're snowflakes. They're babies. They can't handle the fact that everything they threw into this, all these stars threw into this. Oh my God! Oh, everybody listens to us. No. As soon as the movie's over, I get up and walk out. I don't know who you are.
Back in your box.
Back in your box. I could care less. You're a marionette that I pay to go see, or I don't pay to go see. And some of you that are really, I mean, really out there saying, horrible things about Trump, you know, your career is really, you're kind of like mid Raiders there. And then the big ones, like Linda said, I listened to Meryl Streep. And she said, I didn't see it as bad as other people did. Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, again, you get to award show, what are they? Okay, self-licking ice cream cones. They're out there because they're awarding themselves things. Oh, you know, the Academy Awards, this is what we think of each other.
Yeah.
And then, oh, but we didn't like what we thought of each other a couple of years ago when no person of color was nominated for anything. And they said, oh, okay, now we don't think very much of ourselves. Let's change the rules.
Yeah, well, the technical awards are far more legitimate.
Well, yeah. But let's just change the rules. Because we don't like the outcome. And there in itself, in one statement, one sentence explains Hollywood. Yeah. How they can be against guns and violence, and yet they make their living off guns and violence and sexism and movies like that. Anyway, moving on. Hey, on Facebook yesterday, there's comments about Trump. And this one woman, she's a grandmother. She went to high school with me. I mean, I don't remember her. But she makes this statement. It says, you know, Robert Reich is saying things like, oh, he'll be out in 3.5 years. He'll be, you know, impeached. And then somebody says, you know, and somebody goes, well, you know, blah, blah. And then she says, I've heard 2 years, and then talks of assassination. Well, now, why would this grandmother, who's probably a nice person, you even use that word?
You know.
And so I wrote next to her, I said, really? You guys are talking about assassination? Really? And then somebody came back and said to me, well, you know, President Obama, I read that had 400 attempts on his life. And I said, well, you know what? In reality, I could probably believe it might be, you know, or threats to his life. Let me put it that way. Not attempts, but threats. And I could believe that. I mean, threats. Yeah, I could believe that because, you know, you've got strange people out there that, you know, that are doing that. And that in reality is sad. But now to say, use the word assassinate on Facebook is really, I'm sitting, not that she was advocating, but it was almost like she was. It was like, oh, you know, in 2 years he could be assassinated and we don't have to worry about it anymore. I mean, that's the kind of impression I got. And I just said, oh my gosh, really? Are we at that point?
Carl, there are countries
already
in this world where making a comment like that in a public forum gets you a visit from some very unpleasant people.
Well,
and you, sir, fought against that kind of regime.
And the thing about it is that word from that thing probably is in somebody's computer right now, or some computer somewhere. When the word assassination and the word Trump's used in the same sentence, you know, at least it's looked at. Now, the other thing, when you get into something like this, then you look at the headlines today where the Secret Service is just being overwhelmed with the threats of violence. The threats of violence that have been directed at Trump. Already.
People.
Already.
People.
Hey, by the way, this isn't rain, by the way. This isn't rain. These are tears of the liberals in California, just raining down.
Well, I wonder, you know, did Jerry Brown not read his recent history and what happened to Gray Davis when he decided to shaft the California drivers?
The middle class? Yeah, and the poor people, you mean by raising the gas tax 17 cents a gallon, 43%, and then adding, like, what, another $100-something onto your registration?
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, he doesn't care because he's got Democrats in there that are there that want more money for their social programs. They could care less about anybody else. But we got to take a break. Oh, we're starting off good. I've got some great stuff here. I have some great stuff here. We're going to talk about, and then we're going to have Angie Watson roll in here at 8 o'clock, so that ought to get everybody fired up. So already we've got a bunch of people in there. Recall. Recall is in there.
Recall.
We want to recall. Anyway, he's recall. In the chat room, too, or she's in the chat room. I'm not sure. Well, but we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning.
Yeah.
18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 17th of January, 43 today, going up to 53 with rain. It started moving in. We're going to have some lots of rain. Tears from liberals. It's going to be good.
Don't suppose that the former bassist who lives up here and produces music listens to the station, do you? This would be kind of out to him, you know.
Is that off of Foreigner?
Yeah, that was Foreigner.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
He's a great guy, too. Hey,
what
everybody.
He's a listener.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. You're not going to find a better place to buy clothing and all the accessories that women like right there at Dandelion Boutique, from Miss Me jeans to Brighton bags and jewelry. It's perfect if you're looking for the right present for your loved one.
You walk in through the door with a question in your back of your mind.
So how mad is she?
Hey, by the way, I'd like to point out that since Trump's been elected that, you know, in this year, just in this year, he's ended the California drought. But the other thing, too, is the four teams that are in the playoff, none of them have any kneelers during the national anthem. So I just want to point that out, too, just in case any of the football, you know, the big football wigs up there are paying attention right now. Yeah. Speaking of that, you know, you've heard about the San Diego Chargers wanting to move to L.A.?
As a former San Diego resident.
Not so fast.
Well, I was more of an extended visitor now that I think about it.
Not so fast. They've got a consortium of moving companies, like 24 of them, that refuse to move the Chargers. They can't find anybody around San Diego to move them. Oh, as far north as Oceanside, they've got, and you know, and eight of them in L.A. So they've got all these companies to say, we're not going to move you. You know, you want to move, do it yourself.
Oh,
I mean, don't you find
right
that?
There.
I mean, I find that amusing. Okay. Now, things that aren't so amusing. Europeans are all upset.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Trump has gone off. He's either tweeted or he said some things that's got them upset. One, he says NATO's not paying their fair share. And if they're not paying their fair share, why should we pay more? Well, that got him going. And then he says, hey, you know what? It was a good thing that England left the European Union. Because it wasn't doing any good for them. He said there'll be other countries leaving the European Union. And Merkel from Germany makes the comment, Europe is going to have to depend on itself. Well.
Well, Theresa May gave him the big middle finger in her speech yesterday.
Yeah. What'd she say?
She said that, you know, they're making a clean break. They will conduct trade, but the open borders is not part of the package. And the rest of the European Union can take it or leave it.
Well, I think that's a great idea. You've got to protect your borders.
Yeah.
Come on. You know what? When I was in Europe, you could drive. You didn't even need to show a passport. You could just drive all through Europe. Never once. So that was in 99 and 2000.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was, 17 years ago. But even then, I didn't, you know, if I wanted to have my passport stamp, I'd have to run over to the guy and go, hey, would you mind stamping this just so I could, you know, have that stamp?
Yeah.
And he'd look at me and he'd stamp it. Then I'd get back in my car. It was a company car.
Yeah.
And I just drove all over Eastern Europe. nobody said anything. I never had never had a problem.
But it's a different world.
But it is a different world. It was before 9/11 and before all these attacks. Anyway, so they're all excited about this now. The GOP has taken a look at the Endangered Species Act, and this is now. You know, listen to what they're saying here. No, they're not going to do away with the Endangered Species Act, though there's one couple of congressmen who say, you know, we ought to get rid of it and start all over again. They're looking at it. They say it's been hijacked by environmentalists.
Oh, that I'll agree.
And that they've got species out there on the protected list, endangered list, that are no longer endangered, like wolves. Wolves are no longer endangered, yet they're still on it, and which leads to these very costly lawsuits from people every time the government tries to do something. They've got 173 species. Did you know that? In the Environmental Protection Act.
Yeah.
173, I shouldn't say species, I should just say, well, it's not just animals, it's plants.
Yep.
And, you know, you've got these little, sometimes you've got these little places that have just got these, you know, that one spot where these plants are at. The groundwater thing where people want to just build on their own property, but yet they say, oh, no, this groundwater is protected because it may have a fairy shrimp in it.
Yeah.
Instead of moving the fairy shrimp, these are the people that have to buy lease out less balls, or not less ball, but whose guy used to be the supervisor?
I know who you're talking about.
Hawes. Hawes. You know, they have to go out and pay an extreme amount of money for his land.
Well, these things are all over. If it was all about protecting the species, well, I'd be fine. But no, it's about the money and the environmental litigation industry.
It's about not letting people log. And you know, so the people that are taking over these agencies there, and you're going to get the guy that's in charge of the Environmental Protection Act, or Endangered Species, comes under, I think, under the Secretary of Interior, who's at Montana. He's a hunter and fisherman. He's a conservationist. But they're looking at it and saying, look, for every species that comes on, you got to take one off because some of them have been on there forever. And they're not, you know, even with all the protection, they're not, you know, nothing's happening. So, and then they're looking at, hey, we'd like to go in and log some, you know, go in and systematically log a lot of these national forests so we don't have these horrible fires. which is something else that we need to do. So I think all of these, everything, the Endangered Species Act, which people pictured, you know, it started in 1973 over the eagle, the bald eagle. And but then it just kept going on and on and on. And people were picturing these you know, remember the little furry animals on the coast, the water.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not helping me a bit today,
buddy. The otters.
Yeah, and they
couldn't come up with the word otter.
Well, that and mayonnaise throws me on Tuesdays. Anyway, well, did you? Oh, don't hurt yourself laughing, huh? Otters. Okay, the little otters out there. You know, they're so cute, and so that's what people were picturing: otters, bald eagles, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
They weren't picturing little tufts of grass or these little snail darters or these little things out there. That's not what they were picturing. But then it gets into the Environmental Protection Agency, is that, and the Endangered Species Act come in, and they just own your land. And then you get the Corps of Engineers in there if you've got any water. Talk to Ann Myers about what happens if you have some water on your property and you've got a ditch, about what happened to them and with the Corps of Engineers. So this whole thing people need to get their arms around it and say, yes, we need to conserve. Yes, we need to save those animals. But let's not just make this a wholesale, you know, way of stopping progress or having people not be able to use their own property.
People in the Scott and Shasta Valleys have been under siege for years from environmentalists and Fish and Game and all those agencies, literally rendering their land useless. Well, what do you do when you have useless land? You take the best deal you can from the nearest handy land trust, which, land trusts have a purpose, but they, under the recent administration, became a repository for adding to the government's list of assets. Look at this monument thing. I'm willing to bet that at the very last minute, Obama whips out a document and signs that monument deal up there north of us, and that's going to ruin ranching in the North State.
Well,
I'm betting an 11th-hour monument declaration.
Well, there's not only that, but who is President Obama going to pardon?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now we're going to take a break. So who is President Obama? Okay, who's walking in and out, over in and out, like every 30 seconds?
Huh? I will go look, if you like, or yeah. I can start the song and get us into
the break. Why don't you start the song, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is off today. It's Tuesday. And what is Linda doing today? I'm not sure, but I think she's helping write the inauguration speech for President Trump. I know they were going back and forth on it. You know, his speechwriters put a couple of things in there from the entertainment side that were positive. Welcome back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joe's and the best coffee and coffee beans than you can buy, but the best coffee you can get at really reasonable prices. And next door, having the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is simply fantastic. Open 7 days a week. Open at 7:30 in the morning. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a better-known business and great people down there. Well, you know what? All those doors in and out, in and out, in and out was Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay. She says she only did it once, came in once. So there must have been other people out there. So yeah. Where do they go? I mean, that's kind of scary.
Dude.
Maybe just Bob walked out.
Ooh.
Okay, now, Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay walks in. She's all of 29. She goes, oh, I'm feeling so old. You know, when she says that, Bob and I just want to throw hot coffee on her right there.
I haven't had coffee yet. That's fine. Go for it.
Yeah, I'll just lick it off my arms.
I'll be fine.
Because she went snowboarding.
I did.
And
it was rough.
It was rough.
Last time I went snowboarding, we figured out, was literally 10 years ago.
Things changed between 19 and 29.
Things changed.
You've blown your meniscus or whatever is.
Yep. That was surprisingly okay. I could feel it. You know, there was a lot of pressure on it, but it didn't hurt, which is nice. They fixed it great. So
well, that's the
exciting
thing. Is, you know, because you can't tell a lot of times that you think it's going to be okay after they've repaired it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you keep, you know, you try to go up on it, and then you kind of forget about it. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden you feel it. You know, like it is. You can feel the pressure you're putting on it.
Yep, it's there.
Ah. Oh,
I still have a left knee. That's how I felt on Sunday. But
so,
I survived.
How was the snow up there?
It was great. Oh, my gosh.
They must have a base of, what, 143 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it's
Andrew,
not that much.
Andrew would be the expert on that. He was like, it's going to be great, blah, blah, blah. He knows all these things.
Was it powder or was it?
And earlier in the day. We did all day. And then it got warm, actually, like really warm. So it was kind of slushy towards the end.
Got slushy at the end. Oh, you can.
Still.
And you're coming down trying to make cuts and you can't. It's harder.
Yeah. Everything was hard for me on Sunday.
That's
so.
Right. And like I said, I've come down those hills before on my back with my skis like a half mile up, up the top. And I've already slid all the way to the bottom backwards.
Yep.
I can't figure it out. Okay.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It's a good time. All right.
I'm a water child, man. Put me on a wakeboard. I don't want to be on the snow. It's all right. I tried. I survived. I'm here.
Okay. Well, you know, as you pointed out, I was thanking Trump for all this rain. You know, he's ended the Southern California drought. And you pointed out, and then you also pointed out that, I'd like to think is that Turtle Bay had a lot to do with this, but trying to build the hotel this year.
Yes, you're welcome.
And that just brought all the rain you could possibly imagine.
Yep. Because, you know, I mean, now, at least thankfully this year, the advantage we have over last year is that the building, well, is there. Last year, it's when it started raining, we didn't even have a building pad, so we could do nothing. At least now we can do indoor or interior work when it's raining.
They can see where all the leaks are, too, and repair them.
True. Hopefully there aren't any, but yes, if they need to, we'll find them.
I tell you what, here's the thing, if it rains enough. I lived on a boat, and that boat was watertight. after it rained in San Diego one time for like, I don't know, like 2 weeks, I'm sitting there in the salon, and I look up, and there's this little drop of water coming down the wall.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the bulkhead. And I'm looking at it and thinking, well, because you have no idea where it comes from.
Right.
Because water will just find its way.
It does.
And it's like, you know, I went out and caulked some things, and it stopped raining after that. So I don't know if it worked or not, but well, you know that, Bob. If there's a way water would get in,
oh yeah,
it'll find its way in.
Yeah.
So if you don't have any leaks over there, that's great.
That would be lovely.
No, I mean, that's great.
And yeah. Where has it paused along the way?
Yeah, that's saturated. It's just holding it. It's holding in one spot.
Yeah, true.
Okay, so how's that going? When would you think we're going to be finished?
We think it's, well, originally we said vaguely summer, but now it's probably going to be closer to September. But still, it's getting there. And we do have the general manager now. Her name is Lindsay. I met her last week. She's absolutely lovely. She's only been in town for like a week. Calm down. I will bring her in, I promise.
Okay.
But I have a meeting with her tomorrow, and I'll tell her all her obligations, I promise. But she seems really nice. I believe she came from Southern California.
She was a marketer.
She was, and now
stepping up in this.
Mm-hmm. And she's been the marketing and salesperson, I believe, for two other hotels, and it opened at least one of them in that role. So she's been through the whole process of opening, not as the GM. So as far as I understand it anyway. So she seems lovely, and she has two little ones. So they're going to, you know, they're the right age for Turtle Bay, so that she sees that value too, which is great. And I personally love that part. Like, yay, you understand why this is important. Great, because your kids are going to love it. So it's good. She seems really lovely. So what? You're giving me a weird face.
I'm not giving you a weird face. I'm just watching you just go on.
Yeah.
And that, no, just you're a happy
rambling
person.
On.
Well, that's okay. But you answered the question.
Good. I got there.
There, you got there. Okay, so you got the new general manager.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and everybody's happy with that. And she's happy.
Yeah.
And is she married? Is her family moving up?
So yeah, her whole family moved up, and now she has two little kids. I think they're 3 and 5.
Wow.
And she moved up with her husband, and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
They only moved here a couple weeks ago, so they're getting settled in still.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. What else is going on
so
out there?
So a lot, because right now is our transition period. So our exhibitions that were open all fall have now closed, and we are opening 5 exhibitions this season.
Wow.
5 of them. So our big ones are Rooted in This Land, Growing Food in Shasta County. So it's kind of says in the name, it's all about the agriculture industry here. And so it was created just for this. It's not a traveling show. It is unique. We reached out to local farmers and local, just anyone pretty much who had a story about a family maybe they aren't in the industry anymore, but their ancestors were. And so it's been a show that's been built by our community, not just us researching. And there's actually an opportunity once it's open where guests, if they have a story they want to add, they can. So it'll be an evolving show the whole time it's open, which will be really fun. And so we had some big, I don't know what it is, because I haven't actually gone and like looked at the tag for it, but this big old, like two big old carriages got delivered last week. We've got all kinds of weird stuff showing up for the show. So we're going to a lot of carriages. Like I think they're hay carriages. Like they carry hay bales. Wow. That's a hard one to say, but we had all
like,
old stuff.
Like call those wagons,
right? Like a wagon.
I guess, but it was like super old. They kept calling it a carriage. I'm just going with what the curator said. She's the expert,
okay,
not me.
Okay.
All right.
All right. No, okay.
But yeah, we have all kinds of
like
big stuff
hay balers
showing up.
Maybe. Like an old hay baler.
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, so all kinds of stuff showing up for this one.
You ever baled hay?
I have not.
You ever bucked hay?
No.
Oh,
I have.
Yeah, so have I. Yeah.
No, I have not. Sorry.
Well, you should do that.
All right, I'll put that on my list.
It'll build up that knee.
Yeah, right.
You think snowboarding?
Yeah, I think that's rough. Oh man, the fun thing with this show is this one opens on Saturday, and this Saturday we also have an indoor plant propagation class out in the nursery. So if you're getting ready to, you know, grow your spring garden, you can come learn some stuff from our horticulturist.
Okay, now.
Go ahead.
I'm going for tomatoes this year.
Okay.
I've got 4 or 5 pots.
All right.
That we've killed everything else that was in them.
Perfect.
So I'm going to dump them out.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put in all the right earth. I'm going to go out and borrow. Well, I'm not going to borrow. Hopefully they'll just give me the horse manure that I can put in there, because I'd hate to have to return it later.
Right, right.
That'd and put a little bit in there and put all the other stuff. And I'm going to plant tomatoes and cucumbers.
Nice.
And I think that's it.
All right.
And so,
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because I've got, you know, I'm going to put the little drippers in there, and I'm going to go for it.
I want to
get 100 tomatoes this year.
I like it. I think it's like a good goal.
So
yeah.
If I come down there and talk to them, will they help me with that?
Absolutely. They will. Our horticulture staff will help you with any questions you have about your own garden. Even if you can't get there, you can always email them. I think it's just gardens@turtlebay.org, but go on and check to our website. They have a direct email. You can just ask them anything. You can take a picture of a plant and say, what is this? And they will tell you. They're pretty impressive when it comes to that. So, but this Saturday, this class is from 10 to noon, and it's about indoor plant propagation. So it's prepping your plants to be able to replant them in the summer. So they're doing that. And then we have Science Saturday, and we're, what are we learning about on Saturday? We are learning about, I can't read it. Oh, Science of the Small. So it's all nanotechnology. And then we also have Survival, our indoor animal show. So since we have so much going on Saturday.
What's the last thing?
Survival Indoor Animal Show. It's in the Mill Building. And You basically get a closer. It's like our animal show we have all summer, but it's a little shorter and it's more intimate because it's a closer area. Yeah. So you're going to have, I think in the animal show we normally have, 8 to 10 animals, whereas this one will have maybe 3 or 4 where they talk about.
Let's go back to the study of the nano.
Oh, yes.
Do you know anything about nanotechnology?
No, I don't. That's why I'm going to class on Saturday.
Nanotechnology is really interesting. We were really looking at it back in the 90s as a way of communication support that you could put out swarms of these little drones that would help you, that would act as relays. For relays on your comms.
Oh yeah, DoD has been working
especially,
on this.
Especially in the urban environment, and things like also that there would be sensors that you could literally put a million sensors into the air, and they would talk to each other and push that information back.
All controlled by Skynet, no doubt.
Well, I don't know, but things like that, and that's what people, you look at nanotechnology, something that's small that they can just, but you can swarm things like that.
That's interesting.
So it'd be interesting to see what they've where they are now, because we were working with this with the Sandia Labs looking at that, and then a couple other places out of Colorado, and some of their laboratories up there on how to propagate or to how to pass information through nanotechnology.
That's interesting. I don't know how deep we're going into that on Saturday, but it's still really cool.
It's still the thing.
It's
though,
all related.
Is nanotechnology. Is anything that people have been working on that you're just all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, it's here. But they've been working on it for 20 years.
And
you see the first ones and how what they were talking about, and you knew it was going to be a good 5-10 years before they could get them out there. But now it's been that. Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good class.
It is. Okay. And so that one, our Science Saturday classes are for families. So there's going to be something for all ages, and that's from 11 to 3. And because we have so much going on, this Saturday we are giving away free reusable shopping bags with the Turtle Bay logo. They're pretty and blue and lovely. And if you come in with every paid admission until we run out, you will get a free reusable bag. And then you can also enter if you go to all these different classes, or even if you only go to one, you can be entered into a raffle for a whole bunch of prizes I have collected. So we've got lots of fun stuff going on this Saturday. So come out and experience everything we have, but then also you can get free reusable bags, you can win stuff, you can do all kinds of things on Saturday.
It's going to be a good time out there.
Exactly.
No, it'll be fun out there. You got a lot of stuff. You can look at animals, you can learn about nanotechnology, you got all these other things going too.
Yep, all kinds of things. It was kind of, all of this fell on the same day, so we decided to do something about it. So.
Good.
Lots of fun stuff this weekend. It'll be good.
We're here with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay and the Adventure Park, the museum, the soon-to-come hotel.
Christy Kidd.
Christy Kidd, the ever-effervescent.
Oh, thank you. That's a good word.
We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. With all the gun laws, including a headline that said that they put they're confused about what to do, the government. Department of Justice in California about what to do with the high capacity mags, and they put a delay on this because they're not sure about what they're doing with it. So if that or any other gun law that's just come into place since January 1st, head on over to Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani's been studying this, and he studies it every day. He can give you the right scoop on what you can buy, what you can't buy, what's going to be illegal, what's illegal, what could be illegal, and all these other things that the government has thoroughly screwed up all of the citizens of California in. So not only that, but any type of pistol, revolver, or long gun that you're thinking about, they've got them at Bastiani Arms, along with all the shooting accessories, gunsmithing, classes on CCW. They have it all. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, great discounts for veterans. This is where I buy my guns. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. We'll be right back with Christy Kidd.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Redding is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Redding is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Redding, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Redding. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Redding.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blind, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
Leaning into the guitar riffs this morning, Carl. You okay?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Buck. We're here with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I clearly doing great. Missed something just now.
He asked a simple question, and I gave him a very long answer. That's what happened. It's fine.
So what else is going on?
Well,
over at Turtle Bay.
Over at Turtle Bay.
Yeah. I'm afraid to ask.
Well, we do have a lot of exhibitions to talk about. That's true.
You know what? You're just, you know, one of the, you know, Bob and I, and anybody that's met you, Linda, all of us, just say you're just one of the happiest, nicest people Aww. You could ever meet.
You are one of our favorite in studio.
You are.
Yay!
I mean, we're always happy when you come in here because you're happy.
And, well, I get to talk about happy stuff too.
Yeah, we're just kind of like if you should be working in Disneyland.
Your dream would be
down there. Because you could be in the parades.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, you'd do that.
Come on. I'd be a performer for sure.
Yeah. You're right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get this under control.
Yeah. Okay. Reel it back in.
All right.
So I already talked about Rooted in This Land, of course, which opens this Saturday. That is one of our big exhibitions. The other big one is every other year we do an art competition that is open only to artists that are in California, Oregon, Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So it's all West Coast artists. And that is our West Coast Biennial West Coast Biennial Exhibition, and that opens actually at Cultural Cruise next Friday. So that's, you know, Cultural Cruise has been going on for a really long time, I believe, and it's the Shasta County Arts Council is heading it up this year, and basically you can cruise, quote-unquote, around different places in town that have art, and they're all open for free that night. You can go see public art. Everyone's got food or appetizers or things. There's raffle prizes all night. I believe it starts... I know ours starts at 4. I think some of the high schools that are involved maybe a little bit earlier. Shasta County Arts Council has it on their website, but our exhibition opens that night, and we have a reception for all the artists because we have some that are local, which is mm-hmm. super great because it's a competition, and we have a juror who comes in and picks however many pieces he wants to be in this exhibition. And he I don't know how many he chose, but I know he chose from over 300 different pieces. So we had lots of options this year, which was really cool. And so that will be open next Friday night at Cultural Cruise and then obviously open from there on out for the rest of the season.
And that's going to be...
Where's the end of that question? Oh, that one's in our... I think it's in the Exploration Hall.
Okay.
It's in one of the... Either that or the art gallery. I'm not sure which side it's in.
Okay.
But it's a proper art show, but it's nice because it's open to artists in any medium. So there are some sculptures, there are some paintings, there's photography, there's drawings, it's all across the map. So it's always a really interesting show because there's not necessarily a theme. It's just what different artists do. And so it's a fun one. And that'll be open next week. And then our other three exhibitions are all smaller, but all super fun. So we've got my personal favorite thing, one of my favorite things I've ever done at Turtle Bay. It's called Staff Picks, and this one is actually already open. It's in our glass case right outside the art gallery. And it is, Turtle Bay has over 35,000 item collections facility. We've got all kinds of things. That's, you know, our baskets collection that we have out a lot that you can see. We've got art pieces. We have all kinds of different things in this collections facility that's offsite that I had never been to. And we got... Every staff member at Turtle Bay was invited to go into collections and pick out an item and put it in this exhibition just for whatever reason. It looked cool. You had a personal reason you wanted it, anything. And so we got to search through everything, and it was really overwhelming when I walked in. I had no idea what I wanted. I was just like, this is like a really overwhelming candy store, and I want everything. but it was very, very fun, and I ended up finding a pair of super old ballet slippers. So, of course, I went the dance route. And so I got to talk about how those slippers were made really similar to how slippers are made now. It hasn't changed that much. They knew what they were doing in the beginning, you know? And so
there's probably only so much stuff you could do to it.
Right.
Really,
different material maybe, yeah. But for the most part, it's really not that different than how they're made now, besides them obviously looking like they're old because they've been sitting in a box for decades. But it was really, really fun. And that actually exhibition is already open out in the case. And basically you can look at all the cool items on their own if you want, but there's also a little flip through book you can read why each staff member chose what they did or some history about it or pretty much whatever they decided to write. It was very, very fun. And so we got to do that. And then we also have our Famous Artist Student Art Exhibition, which we do every year.
Mm-hmm.
Famous Artists is a really wonderful program where educators can come take a class from us to learn about how to use these kits and teach specific art techniques for different age groups. I believe it's K-8. That they can teach through, and they come in and they learn this and they go take it into the classroom. And so the art pieces we'll have up will actually be student art from kids who learned from these educators. So that one's always really fun.
Wow.
Yeah. So all the kids get to come in and see their own art hung up in a museum. It's pretty fun. So
well, that's great.
We have a lot of things. Look, I just rambled. You let me go.
I mean, I couldn't even begin to tell you everything that's going on here.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out where you got the ballet shoes. So that somebody's got all these things they collected. Is that right?
Turtle Bay's. It's art
collection.
Turtle
Bay's art collection. And then you went in and just, what? And then?
Well, how to find them was difficult.
Yeah, but I mean, so the exhibition is out there.
Yes.
So anybody can just walk through and look at all these antiquities.
Well, yeah, the exhibition part is just some of the staff picked pieces, and they're all in a case. You can see them. But how we did it was we went in with the curator, put on our white gloves, you know, had to be all very official about it.
So that's where you picked the...
Yes,
picked it. Then in that special case is the ones that the...
They're all on display in that right now. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And it was really cool. And actually,
Whose ballet shoes were these?
Well, I don't know. We had hardly any history on them. We knew they were from at least before 1969, because that was the year we got them. So they're at least that old. And if we got them that year, why would we get a brand new pair? You know, I'm sure they're older than that.
Bob, 1969. My gosh, that's ancient.
Stop it.
That's ancient.
I walked
1969.
I walked right into that.
Wow. I mean, I was kind of feeling like it was like in the 1800s.
And she goes, dinosaurs.
She says, they even made things, you know, very different material. They're so old. I thought they were, I was picturing 1800 or something, and there's some famous ballet.
They might have
1969.
Been. 1969.
I still have boots from them.
That's the year that we acquired this item. It's
we
older
communicated
than that.
Via smoke signals and stone tablets.
That's what I was thinking. No, that was 1969. My God. You know how old that is?
Okay, well, the other pieces that other people picked, are most of them are older than mine.
There's a thing called a terror film back there.
Yeah. Hey, Roy.
Oh, I walked right into that.
Well, if you said 60 in 1969, I mean, that puts things in perspective
for
us.
To be fair.
When I say that,
I'm surprised that they haven't changed that much, is if you look at tap shoes, they've changed wildly in that amount of time. So ballet, oh, my God, yeah. The technique behind tap shoes, or not technique, I'm sorry, the technology behind tap shoes have changed. A crazy amount, even in the last 10 years, let alone longer than
that. Is it easier to make bigger sounds now?
Yeah, the way it depends. There's some, I could go into a lot of different things. You can, if you loosen the screws on your tap, it gets way louder, which also means if you're not doing it right, it's way louder, and things like that. And there's a long time where there were just one screw tap, so there's just one in the middle, where the traditional is there's three, and it just... A lot of it is personal preference, but it also has changed.
So technology's changed.
I guess that was me being knowing more about dance, just assuming that everyone else does, that for tap, for example, or even jazz shoes at that matter, have changed way more drastically.
I have dance shoes.
See? So,
I have dance shoes. Right.
But I don't know.
Ballroom shoes?
Ballet.
I tried to say ballroom. I didn't get there.
Yeah.
Oh, the image it just came in.
Ballet slippers are very comfortable.
No, they were fine. Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. Okay, that makes sense. So yeah, ballroom. That's what I'm trying to say. It just didn't happen.
Ballet. I wonder if I can catch things as they throw them at me. Girls come into it like 30 miles an hour and leap in the air. You got to kind of like push them up and hold them.
Well, on the bright side, at least ballerinas are usually super tiny.
That's
so
true. Okay. All right.
Anyway,
we got like 3 minutes left.
All right.
Let's do a wrap up here.
Okay.
This
have a
weekend,
lot to talk about.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on. Because sometimes we talk about like two things for 30 minutes.
I know.
And this time we've talked about 30 things.
It's that time of year. We have so much going on.
Yep.
So we've got this weekend, come in on Saturday, experience all kinds of things.
Okay.
And you'll get a free reusable shopping bag until we run out. And you can get entered in to win a whole bunch of prizes on Saturday with just paid admission. That's all it is you have to do to get all these things.
Great.
And then we have more exhibitions opening next week. A little side note, we also have our Chocolate After Dark event coming on February 2nd, so you can buy tickets for that right now. Is that
wine and chocolate?
It's wine and chocolate.
And that's not for kids?
That is not for kids. That's 21 and over.
Right.
And it's 7 to 9 p.m. on a Thursday night, so it's a little date night, you know.
Yeah.
And that one's always a lot of fun, and that's coming up. We usually sell out beforehand. We do not sell tickets at the door, so don't wait till the 2nd. You're going to want to do it beforehand.
And how do you get tickets?
Online or at the park or in the coffee bar. So all the time there's a ticket available
do it
somewhere.
Now. And so what happens? It's just vendors.
Yeah, we have 6 wineries and 6 restaurants.
Okay,
I believe
they come out
the
there
right
and they
number.
Bring some really cool stuff.
They do. The wineries obviously have their wines.
Yeah,
you
we've
can
enjoyed
taste.
It. Yeah.
And the chocolate is not just truffle for the most part. It's we've had chocolate covered bacon. We've got the savory stuff too, not just the dessert all night.
Chocolate covered bacon.
I know, right?
Decadent.
I know.
You could always wash the chocolate off.
And just have the bacon. That's totally true.
But then again, chocolate and bacon.
Right. Why would you want to
bacon flavored aftershave? Have you seen that?
Do they?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Somebody gave me some chocolate with bacon in it, and I thought, ugh. And then it was like,
it's actually not
gross.
No.
Yeah.
Bacon makes everything.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Another reason not to trust an Islamist fanatic. They don't eat bacon. That's right.
Bacon's important.
There you go. Okay, Christy Kidd, thank you so much.
Lots of things going on. TurtleBay.org has all of it.
All right. We'll see Christy again next month.
She bubbles
through here.
Thank you.
Just remember, when you ask Christy a question, give yourself a few minutes for the answer. And you'll never know where that answer's going.
You never know where that answer's going.
You know, it starts one spot and ends in another.
Yep. So, and keeps going.
And just keeps going. And just, you know, until Bob and I are just sitting here like this.
She's an energizer bunny yet.
Christy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And y'all are doing a great job out there. Can't wait for the hotel to get open.
We can't either.
Good.
Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, we got Angie Watson about Take Back Reading. And the fight has begun. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. After a break for the Martin Luther King Day holiday yesterday, confirmation hearings resuming today for Trump administration cabinet officials.
Topping the list, Betsy DeVos to head the Department of Education. That hearing postponed from last week to allow her to submit some more paperwork. The Michigan billionaire is a big supporter of school choice and vouchers. Critics argue she has limited experience in public education. Also on tap, the somewhat surprising choice of Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke to head Interior. Zinke had been a favorite to challenge Montana Democratic Senator John Tester in 2018.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The president of the Swiss Confederation says several terrorist incidents over the past year have threatened the security of the European Union, and the region needs to confront the problem head-on this year.
I observe these developments with concern, for they challenge the cohesion of international community and make multilateral relations more difficult, both in economic and political terms.
And that is the Swiss Confederation President Doris Luthard speaking today at the Davos Economic Forum in Switzerland. It's the final week in office for President Obama. White House correspondent Greg Clugston gives us a preview of what's left on his schedule.
The president will hold his final news conference on Wednesday in the Brady Press briefing room and, according to his spokesman, will spend his last full day as president Thursday packing up. On Inauguration Day, President and Mrs. Obama will host President-elect Trump and his wife Melania for tea and a small reception before traveling together by motorcade to the Capitol for the inaugural ceremony.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the other major indexes struggling a bit in early trading. Right now it's a Dow down by just about 15 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A good enough dinner isn't good or enough, so plan for great with Plated. Only at Plated.com can you choose from delicious weekly recipes, plus dessert. All the shopping and measuring is done for you and delivered right to your door. Fun step-by-step recipes will have the whole family chopping and stirring. If you go to Plated.com now, you'll get $30 off your first Plated night. Pretty great, right? Plated nights will definitely be your greatest nights. For terms and details, go to Plated.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Germany's foreign minister has welcomed a speech by British Prime Minister Theresa May laying out her plans for the UK's departure from the European Union. More details from correspondent Jeremy House.
Frank-Walter Steinmeier says the speech has, quote, created a little bit more clarity about the British plans and noted May's willingness to engage in a constructive and positive partnership with the EU. Steinmeier says the other 27 countries also want good, close, and trusting relations with Britain and will aim for constructive negotiations. But he insisted that talks about Brexit won't begin until London has formally notified the EU of its wish to leave the bloc.
As correspondent Jeremy House, Malaysia Airlines says the search for the missing Flight 370 has been thorough and comprehensive, and now it's over. The underwater search ended today after 3 years of effort failed to find a trace of the plane. It disappeared in March of 2014 with 239 people on board. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Serena Williams took her first step toward what would be for her Australian Open title number 7 with a 6-3, 6-4 victory over Belinda Bencic of Switzerland.
I wasn't as aggressive as I was during those games, and, you know, she started playing better. I made a few errors.
Williams says she had a brief lapse after leading 5-1 in that second set. Former astronaut Gene Cernan, the last person to actually walk on the moon, has passed away at the age of 82. Back in a 1997 interview, he said he hoped he wouldn't really be the last person ever to go to the moon.
It's an honor to carry the title of the last man to have walked on the moon. But
he doesn't really want to be the last, he says. An Ohio zoo says the country's oldest known gorilla and the first in the world to be born in a zoo has died. Colo was 60 years old. The Columbus Zoo and Aquarium says Colo died in her sleep less than a month after her birthday. Living a remarkable life for a captive gorilla, she actually surpassed the usual life expectancy by more than 20 years. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on sabbatical this morning. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here at Free Fire Radio. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, the weather here. It looks like we're going to have rain again.
Well, it looks like the rain will come in late tonight. They pushed it back to about a 10 p.m. start for the precipitation. And then we have several days of the wet stuff, and a winter storm warning is in effect here in Northern California. If you're planning some mountain travel, please keep that in mind. Flood stage expected again along the river, but we could see over a foot and a half possible through the mountain passes above 4,500 feet. And that means, of course, snow runoff. They are letting the lake drop fairly quickly. They can let about 38,000 cubic feet per second maximum out of the dam without inundating areas downstream. Last week on one day, they had 68,000 coming in. So the numbers tell a story that, you know, you need to be aware of this stuff. So people who are complaining about letting water out of the dam, they need to make some room. Looking back at the forecast, however, the current crop of Pacific wet storms will continue for several days. We could see another 5-6 inches added to our rainfall total. Again, coming up on 40 degrees in Redding, this is all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where their customers are warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by another veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air. If you're looking for somebody to work on your HVAC, whether it's a heating or cooling system, you're not going to find a better organization than Alliance Heating and Air. They have been voted best in the North State, and they could be doing that every year as far as I'm concerned. This is who we recommend. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. They're going to treat you like family. You're not going to get better. You're not going to get any better service than you can from Alliance Heating and Air. Now, with us is Angie Watson.
Good morning, Sunshine.
Good morning. Yeah, you know, after last time, you started the war. And it just got everybody all excited. And we've got a lot of people in our chat room today, so I'm sure that they're looking forward to things. Before we get started about Redding, is I'm looking at this, you know, looking at the paper, and it talks about crowds coming in to protest Trump. There is a group called Demand Protest out of San Francisco that's put out ads in 12 big cities on Backpage, offering to pay people $2,500 per month for being agitators and protesters. With you got to go to at least 6 events. They'll pay you $50 an hour at the event, and they offer health and dental. You know, can't make this stuff up. No, I'm not. It's on in the news today.
They're bringing jobs to California.
They're bringing jobs. Well, no, they're what they want to do is they want to have them all converge, and they're paying them to show up. Now, how big can this thing be? How many can they have? I mean, can they have 1,000 people that are really hardcore agitators and anarchists? Because that's what you're going to see there. Yeah. You're going to see some really hardcore people at this inauguration this time.
There are people for whom this is not a political thing. It's a chance to cause chaos, and they thrive on it.
Yeah, well, they're anarchists in many cases. But now they're getting paid. You know, that's not a bad thing, you know. $2,500 a month, it kind of goes along with the SSI you're getting and the aid to dependent children and all those other things. You can live good.
Yeah, I wish we could get people to go protest what our governor does.
Yeah.
Fill out a W-4 on, you know.
I wonder if it means any protest or if it's just for Trump, against Trump and the Republicans.
Yeah, it's.
I would imagine it's specific to their cause.
I imagine. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
I'm having a fabulous day. It's going to be sunny one more day, so I'm going to enjoy that while I'm out and about. And
it's going to be sunny?
Well, I mean, it's not raining. Okay, it's not raining. We'll throw it out there.
Okay, they're advertising.
You'll
want to
wrap this all up by 9 tonight.
Okay. Angie Watson. Somebody says, what's our guest background? That's a good idea. Tell us about Angie Watson.
Okay.
For people that are, you know, we get a lot of new people every day.
That's right. So I'm a real estate broker. I'm also a college instructor part-time at Institute of Technology. I teach psychology in the criminology program. So I have a degree in psychology, and I also have a degree in public administration, a master's degree. So I am educated, but I'm also from this area. So it's a good thing to point out, too, because I think it's really simple when somebody says they have an education, you figure they know stuff based on book work. And when we talk about the stuff going on in our community, I need to point out, I was a teen mom, so I had two kids by the time I was 18 years old. So when I talk about what happens in our community and how difficult it can be and what's acceptable and the things that people go through and the cycles of poverty and teenage pregnancy and all of these things, I've lived that. So I completely understand. I've lived around addiction, and I see the breakdown in this community, and I want to fight for it to stop and break that cycle.
Okay. Have you ever left the community at all?
I did. I left the community about 8 years ago when I was gone for 2 years. I moved to Orange County down in Southern California and lived in Lake Forest, a whole different world.
We talked about that. I lived down in that area.
Yes.
I lived down in Aliso Viejo.
So a world of opportunity where you start realizing, wow, they're growing a community based on jobs and a good economy, and they do what they can to bring in jobs and to bring in education, and I think we need to do that here too.
Yep. Okay, and so then at what point did you decide to start Take Back Reading?
I started Take Back Reading after a letter and presentation that I did to the city council talking about some of the things I just talked about, the breakdown in our community. We saw crime starting to increase. We are a community with heavy drug use, and it's been around forever but continues to get worse, and there was no preparation for what was coming up, the deterioration. And so we went in and presented ideas at the time, and this was about 2 years ago, to try and make it a better community and talk about some of the things that businesses struggle with and some of the high permit fees and some of the, instead of the bring us business mentality, it was kind of get the heck out of here, we're going to turn a blind eye. And that's when we stood up and said, we have to start fighting for our community. We just can't watch it continue to deteriorate. And it has, as you know, it has deteriorated significantly in the last few years.
So what have you accomplished so far, you think?
Well, that's a good question. So there's several people, and it goes several. Take Back Reading has done protests at the city council, and then we also work with Shasta Support Services. Dale Ball is a part of Take Back Reading and Shasta Support Services, so cleaning up the community and also getting people to speak up and also talking about heroin abuse and going. There's several different little things. But we need that one major thing, and it's been a little bit difficult with the city leaders that we have.
Okay. We're here with Angie Watson, Take Back Reading. And yesterday we had Dale Ball on from Shasta Support Service and talking about how many tons of garbage they've picked up and around here for the different homes or different homeless camps or transient camps. There's a difference to me between homeless and transient. And homeless is somebody that's trying to get back into place or something like this, and then you have transients that are just here living because this is what they choose to do for one reason or another. And then you have to address the crime that's going on in our city. It's 14 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show
is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, a better-known business. Give Jeff Wurst a call, 3208 South Market Street. He guarantees his work, and you don't see that all, you don't see that a lot. Guarantees his work. Give him a call at 241-8373. You're not going to be sorry. If you got, you know, if you get that little chip, it can get water in it, and it'll freeze, it'll come into a big crack. Go to Crackmaster Windshield Repair before that happens. We'll be right back with Angie Watson.
To be.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott here, 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 17th of January. 43 degrees, going to 53 today. Rain starts today, either this afternoon or this evening, and we're going to have lots of rain here over the next few days. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur. Whether you know, for in-home health care assistance, whether it's short-term, like say you have an injury, or long-term, taking care of people long-term in their homes, Home Helpers is the place to go to. Best in voted best in the state. It's been the accolades of best business, best business person, all of this at Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. If you're looking for true
professional, quality home care, home helpers. 226-8350. Well, I'm here with Angie Watson. And Angie and I talked a couple weeks ago, and it kind of like got me going here. So we started having like permitting
got
people coming
thinking.
In. Got me thinking, yeah. And so then you started this, and I think people really need to hear this. You started Take Back Reading because you went in and talked to a variety. You know, you talked to the city council and heard nothing. So I'm looking back since I've lived here in the last 9 years. Going on 10, that I've seen the way the city's gone downhill. And you can blame it on not enough police. But I think there's – not that we don't need more police and community service officers, but the whole problem goes back to not having a place to put people.
So there's a couple different areas we can go with that. First of all, when we first went and presented to the city council, we talked about the fact that Kurt Starman is the CEO of our city. That's the reality. He's the leader. So any manager of any company is responsible for leadership of that and leading it to be a successful company. By no means is this a successful company that he's running. We're watching the deterioration. So, yes, we need the law enforcement, and obviously people are frustrated. That's why the measures didn't pass, or they don't trust our council, or whatever it may be. But if we were bringing in more businesses and had this positive attitude and attracted businesses, we would bring in more revenue. This wouldn't be an issue. It would change absolutely everything in our community if we had a better economy and had jobs. And we just had one pickup, and I believe it was an engineer. You and I just talked about it.
Yeah, it was an engineering company that's been here that was thinking about moving downtown and instead moved out to Palo Cedro area and put their own building up.
And stated that there is too much crime in downtown.
Right.
How many businesses have picked up and left? And if you are the CEO of a company and people are leaving your company, you have to make adjustments. Well, people are leaving Reading left and right. I have people selling houses that talk about they're selling to get the heck out of the area. And it's not fair for us that are staying here, raising our kids here, because our kids don't see opportunity. So they're looking elsewhere. They're either good kids looking elsewhere to go someplace where there's opportunity, or they're staying here and they're getting trapped in this cycle that is very, very difficult to get out of. And we have to break that cycle, and we have to look at our managers to lead the way to do that. So, and I don't count on government for everything, but they have to do their part too, such as discounting fees, whatever it may be, to provide incentives that are legal to bring companies in. And you're seeing it right now in Anderson. So I have went down and I've spoke with the city manager in Anderson. And the best thing that could happen is if he creates a little bit of competition for Reading, because then Reading's going to have to pay attention when businesses start going, hey, you know what, we're taking a look at another area because we don't like what you're doing here. And Anderson's kind of always been the stepchild and standing on the outside, and for a long time was the direction you weren't going. And now all of a sudden he's going, hey, what can I do to get you here? How can I bring you to Anderson? What can I do to the park? What activities do you want? What businesses? How can I open the door and make Anderson grow? And that we have to have that in Reading, or you're going to watch people go another direction, whether it be Anderson or something else. That should be the mentality of any business leader, and that needs to be the mentality of our city council and Kurt Starman.
Well, I think that they're going to – anytime you talk to them about ways of handling a problem or a concern, that it comes back to their money thing. And I don't think that's true. I don't think it's all based on money. I think it's got to be a lot of it's on attitude. And what's going to happen is that people are really upset about a number of things. One, the promise to do something about crime. And 2 years later, nothing happened except, oh, we need more money. And at the same time, they saw the amount of money that the city management was making. I'm not talking about, you know, the lady that's typing down in the clerk's office or things like that. And they see these raises, and they equate it immediately to a general fund that's going to have to take care of these people. And they don't equate it to, oh, it's all going to go to the police and fire. Well, that's not true. I just know it's not true. And they should say that. They should say that 75% of this is going to go to it. At least you got a chance, okay, 75%. Because people might believe that. But they don't, it's like you said, they don't trust them. And they don't trust the city council. And yet the city council still doesn't, members of the city council still don't get it.
They don't even acknowledge that we have a crime problem. So let me tell you how much the attitude of the whole city, the residents, would change if they stood up and said, we have a major problem and we're going to do whatever we have to put an end to it now. Instead of this nonchalant, burying your head in the sand attitude, stand up and say, hey, we're your city leaders and we're going to do something about it. And they're doing that in other areas, such as Anderson. But all the way down, when you look at when all of these things happen with AB 109 and Prop 47, and you look in San Diego, or you go down to small cities in Southern California, or you go, and there's crime everywhere. That's a true story.
Oh, yeah. It's a heroin epidemic in California.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the way that you handle it is completely different. So when you have a city manager and a chief of police that's out on the street saying, yes, we are going to do something about it, it's very different than standing back and saying, our hands are tied. We don't have the resources. We are giving a permission slip to criminals to do whatever they want.
Sure, they know exactly what they can do.
Absolutely.
They know it better probably than you and I would, because
definitely,
they know what's going to take to keep them from going into jail. And it's, you know, and as long as there's no violence involved, they can break into your car, they can steal stuff from your house, they can go into businesses and take $950 worth of stuff and
$949.
Okay. Oh, is it 950?
Well, 950 is that limit.
Oh, okay.
So it'd
be 945. That's right. Does that include tax? So now they're trying to figure out which tax this is. Okay. But, you know, and I'm just tired of complaining about it. I mean, because I complain about it. I came up with a project for a low cost, housing facility that the Marine Corps was willing to donate. And immediately every rule that they could think of, the state would make you do this, the state would make you do that. Come on. Get the state involved with it. Hey, we're trying to address this problem. Give us help, state. You don't give us anything up here, in the Northern California region. So let us, give us a minimum security facility to put people in with guards and in places that they're staying. They have their own bathrooms and a whole thing.
So
that
I agree
Marines that Marines used to live in, and they could think of every reason not to do it. They didn't even study it. Because it was so easy to say, we can't do that. It's just too hard for me to figure out.
And I've had that conversation also, which you hear, we can't be Tent City, and that's fine. I don't think anybody's presenting Tent City because we know California has way too many.
It's not going to be Tent City. Right.
Correct.
No, it can't
but
be Tent City.
There has to be a way to do something before the jail is built because they haven't even started the jail. So if we are waiting on that, we are in big, big trouble. Now imagine if you took 40 of these people that are out wandering our streets, busting out windows, stealing stuff from people, stealing cars, because I did have an officer tell me 30 cars a day are stolen in Redding. Whether that's still accurate or not, that was about a year and a half ago when my son's car was stolen. But if you took 40 of these criminals and you busted them and prosecuted them for 1 year for a misdemeanor up to the maximum, 1 year, all of a sudden other ones would pay attention and go, you know what? We don't have a free pass anymore. Take 20 of them. Just send some message. We have to have a facility for that, or we are handing over our town. And once people start standing up, once our city leaders start standing up and saying, we're doing something about this, this is the money we're using, we will find money, then you're going to get support from the city residents. Then they'll go, hey, we'll give you this tax because you did what you said, you're taking the lead, and you actually care about the community. We're not seeing that right now, and that's the breakdown of trust.
Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Angie. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
You know, Angie made a really good point. When you have a corporation that isn't doing what it should be doing, and you have a CSO, what do you do with the CSO in a failing corporation?
You fire them.
That's right. So let's get real, and let's get out of the elephant out of the room. Our city manager isn't doing the job, number one. Next week, on Monday night, at 6 p.m. at the Eagle Nest Church, 3276 Pacelli Lane, we will be having Sam Paradis, who is the president of Gun Owners of California, Woody Clendenin, who is the leader of the Cottonwood Community Watch, which has found a solution to some of these problems with the citizens, not the civilians, but the citizens of Cottonwood. Sheriff Tom Basenko asked if he could come, and we are going to invite Chief Paletti. So, folks, next week, 6 o'clock, the Eagle's Nest Church, 3276 Pacelli Lane, we will be having these four people in for a panel so you can ask their questions, because Sam and Woody will offer solutions, and all we've heard from a lot of our law enforcement, frankly, is excuses, and from the city council.
Well, I tell you what, the city council gives the lead or gives the direction to the city manager and to the chief of police in all these. Chief of police works for the city manager. The question is
if my case.
Yeah, well, and see, the problem is that the city council is a group of individuals that don't work together. If time has come, you know, not just for 51, but the time's come for a strong mayor to have an elected mayor in our city who gets paid to push things through.
That isn't going to happen in the near future.
I tell you what, you don't. I mean, how do you know that?
Well, I hope it does, my friend. I hope it does.
But to say it, for you of all people to say, oh, that can't happen. Terry, I did never heard, thought I'd hear those words come out of your mouth.
Okay, maybe if you would just relax a minute, let me finish my sentence. I said if that does not happen, we have to have an alternate plan, and that's something we should do. Well, if we have a CSO that isn't working right for us, then we need to get rid of that CSO and find one that does. And number two, the money is there. We all know it. They're giving raises. They tried to buy a golf course. They're making a new flag for crying out loud.
I don't think that's going to cost them $1 million.
And well,
let's just go back. They voted down that buying of the golf course. There's no money.
Because of the pressure.
Well, that may be, but they still voted it down. I mean, they said from the beginning. The thing never even got out of committee. So that's, you know, but that doesn't mean that they're doing everything they should by far.
That's right.
Okay. Hey, look, we got to take a break. And I got other people lined up here to talk. Thanks, Terry. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite, a locally owned, veteran-owned business. Their phone number is 241-DISH. Ask about how you can save $100 when you call them. Find out how you can save $100 and help a local veteran save $100 also. That's right. How can you save $100 on your bill and help a local veteran save $100 also? B&T Satellite Dish, 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. We'll be right back with Angie Watson.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical today. It is 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 43 degrees, going up to 53 today. We've got rain coming in for the next few days, so get ready. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? All right. We're back here with Angie Watson from Take Back Reading. And we're talking about the problems that have been going on for now 9 years. Well, really in about 7 years. That we've got all the crime on the streets, we've got the homeless, and as many people coming up and talking about things we have to do, but the city of Reading seems to have a problem pushing through ideas. When an 84-year-old woman gets smacked in the head, they had a meeting with the trails people, with the clubs, and told everybody, well, you know, tell everybody to go out there and walk in groups. Instead of turning loose the police and tell them to clean this place out. There better be no person. I don't want one camp on this. And you make a real point. This is my opinion. You make a real point to the people that are in the transient and homeless camps there along the river that, hey, we get somebody hurt here, you guys are going to be gone. And we don't, you know, in the hell with your 7 days. You're gone. Just gone. Because you know, everyone was a suspect. So, but that didn't happen.
Well, beyond that, and I want to kind of build on a couple points you're making. One, that you said it's been about the last seven to nine years, whatever it may be. And with AB 109, we got back prisoners. And a lot of people say, oh, they're dumping them here. But you have to understand that we sent more than almost any other county. So why did that happen in the first place? That's where I was talking about breaking the cycle. Yeah. We've always had one of the highest rates of drug use in the state. And so obviously we have so much going on. To get to what your point is, or talking about the Sundial Bridge, mm-hmm. This flag is mainly about the river and the bridge, which to me, the city is so much more than
we're talking about the new. Okay, this is the new flag for Reading, and it used to be Mount Shasta and Shasta
the three
Dam
Shastas
and Lake Shasta, and then now they've decided they want to change it so it's a it looks like a corporate logo, and it's the Sundial Bridge. You know, you've seen it with the.
Blue green and Sundial Bridge, sort of
reminds me in some ways of
the Nike,
the almost out of their president's logo. Now that I think about it, you know, it's a simplistic element that gives a warm fuzzy message.
Yeah, okay.
Well, let me just say, if you as a city are building a city around the Sundial Bridge and the trails around the bridge, and you're inviting people from out of the area to come look at this bridge, and they walk across it, and down below the bridge you have piles and piles of hypodermic needles, you have a problem. What happens when you invite people over to go walk these river trails, and one, they get attacked, or two, they get poked by a needle? I don't know if anybody saw, but somebody was poked. I think it was North Carolina, South Carolina, one of them. Somebody at Target was poked by a hypodermic needle, and they sued Target for $7 million and won. So what happens when somebody sues our city? Because here we are promoting to go to Sundial Bridge, and we've provided no security. So until they want to actually provide safe trails, they should not be promoting the trails, because we know that they're not safe unless you are traveling in groups, you have a weapon on you, you have multiple people. But you can't just say, hey, come here, take a look at our bridge. You better say, hey, come here, take a look at our bridge. Watch your back that an 83-year-old woman was attacked, and we're doing nothing about it.
Let's go to the phones. Dale, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dale.
Thanks for waiting.
We had a nice Second Amendment kind of slash State of Jefferson meeting Saturday, and one of the speakers brought up a very good point that Terry brought up again last night. We need to draw the line in the sand. And I think the Measure D slap in the face to the city wasn't enough of a wake-up of a drawing the line in the sand. We need to drain this local swamp. No two ways about it.
So how do we do that?
Well, citizens need to start getting active. When only 20 or so people are down at city council meetings, 15 or 20 people are at board of supervisors meetings, nobody's, doing much. I mean, other than complaining on radio shows, I mean, we're offering solutions and they aren't listening, but we need to get more people active.
You're right. There needs to be a huge turnout every Tuesday with people demanding that our streets get safer, and for the city council to come up with one plan, just one. And one of the ways, as we've talked about, is finding some way of patrolling the river trails.
Exactly.
with even if it's private security. But
anything
we don't see
at
that.
This point in time.
Show us that you're
well,
doing
the
something.
Meeting's tonight, 6 there. O'clock. I'd love to see everybody there.
You know what? If between Facebook and Twitter and the show and internet stuff, we ought to plan on one day of getting just as many people down there as we can, and for people to be there to say that they're here to speak about about safety in Reading.
I think we've had about 80 to 100 people, Dale and I, together on a protest at the City Hall. I think it needs to be repeat, but I'd really like to say Rocky Slaughter came out recently and said that those measures didn't pass because the way that they were written by the attorney. I feel it's important. If you did not vote for those measures because you do not trust our city council, I think it's very important to show up and say, we didn't vote for this because we don't trust you. We can't have this, oh, maybe it was this and maybe it was that. If you don't trust the city council, go in there, let them know that you don't trust them, and let's let it be heard so that they stop talking about how much sunshine we have in Reading, because that's the big state of the city address, is we have the second most sunshine of anywhere in the country. We sure as hell better have better stuff to talk about than how much sunshine we have. You're hiding from the issues. Let's talk about the real things going on.
Okay. All right. Dale, thanks a lot.
Awesome day.
Okay.
Bye, Dale.
You too. Thanks, Dale. That's right. So this is what we should do. We should plan on a Tuesday that gives us time to grab a bunch of people, whether they're coming out of the Patriots or they're coming out of people that care, Shasta Support Service, and there's anybody else that cares, just to go down there that day and say, we want solutions. We want solutions, not platitudes. Let's go to the phones. We got Round Mountain Bob. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. And I forgot the
Angie.
Lady's name. I'm
Angie.
Sorry.
Angie.
Okay, Nancy. This county and this city has money to put up for new flags, for all new stationery, to put all new signs on their trucks and cars, which is probably $100,000 or more, but they don't have $1 for police and fire. Now, we've shot down Measures D and E, okay, because we cannot trust our city council or our county council to do the right thing. Now, they don't care. So the only thing we can do is to actually repeal them and get them out of office. And that is the solution. If we don't get rid of them, we will never change the system.
If you see the same thing happening over and over again and expect it to change, that's on us. That's our fault now. That's insanity. So now you need to change. So we've got two new city council people in there and two new board of supervisors, people. So, I'm willing to give them a couple weeks to get their feet, you know, get their feet into it. But I think that we need to do is you come together as a big group in there, if it's standing room only, say, we want change. We want change, and we want a plan. We want a plan from you people.
Carl, did you ask them before they got elected what was their major thing and why they were running for this office? And what kind of answer did you get?
I had both of them say. I had, in fact, all four of them on here that one said safety, yes. Public
I
safety.
I saw four of them and turned around and walked away because they didn't want to answer it.
Well,
and I remember when Brent Weaver run, I asked him that and he walked away and I told him, I says, the only reason you're in here is to help your business. And since he's been in office, that's exactly what he's done, is help his business. He don't care about the people.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bob.
You bet. Have a good one.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
See you later.
You bet.
You bet. Give it up.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
And apologies for the audio there. That's the best we could get out of him there.
Is there somebody else?
Yeah, well, somebody asked, did Angie please mention the name of her company?
Real estate firm. Yeah. We'll get there. Okay, what is the name of it?
It's American Real Estate.
American Real Estate. Yeah. I hear that more and more lately. Okay, we're here again with Angie Watson, and we're going to take a break. We've got people in here wanting you to run for office, by the way. In fact, we need to talk about that. Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Church. I mean, Court Street.
Court Church, yeah.
Court Street. It's the same.
Did they move?
No. They have, you know, this is just a great place to go work out. Oh, great machinery they have, and good equipment. Bob goes down there every day.
I got to get back over there. CES threw me completely off my trail.
Well, here I am talking about bragging about
getting
you,
back
buddy.
Over there.
That's right, but they've got an indoor saltwater pool. They've got Bohem Spa. This is an experience, a total experience. You're not going to find anything better than Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call at 768-1205. We'll be right back with Angie Watson.
Jana, General Manager of the historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Carl, I'm thinking about a mocha.
And let's go on down then to Tobacco and Brew.
Great. I'd also like to buy some coffee beans for our dinner party next week.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'm going to go next door to their walk-in humidor. Pick up a grab bag of cigars. I always get a great deal there.
Well, then, let's go on down to Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Don't let your
friends, call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks, this is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice by offering a special deal for vets with DISH. But we need your help. Here's how it works. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 and let us know about your friend that is a veteran. And when they sign up for DISH, you will get $100 off your service, and one of our honored veterans will also receive $100 off of their bill. We are a local authorized DISH dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans with this special offer. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474. Check us out online at btsatellite.com, like us at Facebook at BT Satellite, or check out our Yelp reviews.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
There's shadows searching in the night.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. January the 17th here, 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. 43 degrees, going up to 53 today. It's going to be raining, though, this afternoon, this evening, and for the next few days. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they treat their customers as warm friends. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in all of Reading, with a watch repair guy that can fix anything. So if you're looking, if you've got, you know, batteries or if your watch isn't working, let him get his little fingers into it. He can fix anything over there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Angie Watson, and Angie and I are sitting here giggling during the breaks, talking about things that are going on, and it's good listening, watching our the chat room here.
They are fired.
They are. Let's not forget the media has hit bias against outsiders. Wait a minute. Let's not forget the media has bias against outsiders, i.e., Reading.com, KRCR. Oh, I'm not in there. Okay, so we're good. Okay. The truth will ultimately slap you in the face. That was from Sally. Okay. Well, then, we need, as citizens, need to have a meeting and come up with one solution, just one, a simple one, like we talked about before. And then all of us go down there and present it to them. They're saying, well, you're going to have to wait till 9 o'clock. Or whenever we're finished.
We can ask for an item to be put on the calendar, so then they have to hear that specific item. So that's the once you get the information together, then you can actually request it to be on the calendar so that they talk. That way they have to respond. Otherwise, they can just look at you and not say anything and blame it on the Brown Act. Even though they actually could speak, they don't.
Okay.
So that's...
So what you do is, so who puts it on the calendar then?
So we would have to contact them to have it put on the calendar. Mm. So if we had a group meeting, and even if we went on once during the public comments and then asked to have it on the calendar, emailed in to have this item on the calendar for them to review the item.
Can't we just send it to them or present it to the city manager or somebody, or do you have to do it during the city council meeting?
It doesn't have to be during the city council meeting. They do have to agree to put it on the calendar. So we definitely want a really good plan
to put together. Does it have to be a 3-2 vote?
It does have to be a 3-2 vote. And I know somebody was just, I do believe in the future there will be a recall. That is my personal thought.
So you really
believe that, huh? Believe that will happen. I think that this time has come. The community is frustrated. We don't feel safe. You don't feel like you can leave your house and not have to worry about stuff. You can't leave. I mean, we had a car stolen. My car was hit by somebody under the influence of heroin that totaled my car. We have so many victims of crime. I think it's reached the point where people stand up and say, you aren't presenting us answers. The answer is you are going to be gone. And I do believe that's in our future. It's just a matter of people coming out and supporting the people that present it.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob.
Hello. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Angie.
Good morning.
Great hearing.
Hey, there's somebody called Round Mountain Bob that called in. Did you know that?
What now?
Somebody called in. They were Round Mountain Bob.
Well, yeah, he's up there in the hills up there. I like what he has to say, too.
What's on, Billy Bob?
Hey, Angie, again, thank you for all your efforts and concern. I am in full agreement with Terry and Bob, of course, and everybody else, that the only way you solve the city's problem is that the upper-level management, the board of supervisors, or the city council, they're figureheads. That's all. They don't know anything. But these people that are supposed to be running this city aren't doing their job. And it goes clear back to Warren and goes back to Ken Murray on the council. It goes back 15 years when they started spending more than they were taking in. The sports parks out on Old Oregon Trail, soccer, Big League Dreams, going into all this land development, Stillwater Park. They have mismanaged this city to an extent that we find ourselves right now. And until you get rid of these guys, that Starman is making $15,000 or $1,500 a day. Every day. That's more than most people make in a month. That's so anyway,
more than the vice president.
Get rid of the upper level management and trim that upper level of the payroll to a point where you get your CSOs and start managing this city, because they are not doing their job. So again, great show. And Angie, thanks again for all your help.
Thank you.
Thanks, Billy Bob. All right, let's go to Signe. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
You're on.
Okay. Good morning. Thank you for all you're doing. And I have a suggestion that I want to remind everybody. Anything good that happens in a Christian nation needs to be backed and supported by a lot of prayer. What we have is a spiritual problem of crime and greed and corruption, and we've seen it, and we need to pray it out and pray for those people also, because God can work in their hearts too. And what we're experiencing is the curses of living under that. And we love Reading, and I am I'm begging the churches and the Christians in the area to get busy, get on their knees, and get activated in the city council and board of supervisors meetings, and protest and stand at city hall, and let's see what can happen.
Would you come out and protest?
Absolutely.
Would you bring five of your friends?
Yes.
Would you bring? Can you bring? Can they bring five friends?
Well, that's the goal. That would be the hope.
There's, you know, if we put 150 people or 200 people in one spot, they're gonna, you know, one, it makes a statement. Or if you have people standing outside, like we did a few years ago, when there was a protest against REU, and we had hundreds of people there, and it ended up with a committee, which we will no longer. We don't have time for committees anymore. We've had enough committees. We need decisions. We need people that we've hired to do this and people that we've elected to do this to make decisions to make us safer. So thank you, Signe, though, because we'll expect you to bring five friends.
And we do. We need hundreds, if not thousands of people, because the reality is our kids are being offered heroin on the streets in plain daylight. This is completely unacceptable. So we need safe streets for our kids, period.
Okay. So, somebody hang up, or we got somebody else?
We got Henry coming on.
Henry, good morning.
How are you?
We're great, Henry. How are you? You're on.
I'm on. Okay. I have a suggestion for you and the lady that's there. Why don't you get a recall started on all of the people that are not doing anything, and then leave them with the idea that anybody new elected would have 90 days to set a program, and if not, a recall would be started against them immediately. You
all
might
right.
be surprised how fast they'd fall in.
Well, I think that if you just put the pressure on them, I think you get a few hundred people show up all for the same thing. We want one plan from you people this week. We want one plan this week from you people.
Well, they're not going to give you a plan unless they're threatened with something.
Well, that's what I mean, though. See, with no plan, then the next step happens. Thanks, Howard. Thanks, Henry. We got other people on. Howard, good morning.
Good morning. I just have a comment. I think I'm right, but you can correct me if I'm not. I believe that Kurt Starman's salary is higher than what we pay the Vice President of the United States.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah, and I'm appalled. I'm 75 years old, lived here in Reading, born in Reading, and I love this town. And if we can't have people running this city that can set set things in a proper perspective, then they need to go. That's just my opinion.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Howard.
I think that opinion is shared by many. If you're one of the highest paid city managers in the state and the country, you should sure as heck have one of the best cities to live in.
Okay, the part, like you said, Selena, you know, the heroin epidemic is here, and we are facing that. We're in the middle of it. We've got, you know, the crime rates are going up. It's not getting any better. So it's time, my friends, that we as a community do something. Let's go to the phones. Daniel, we got a few minutes left, Daniel.
Hey, I think we should just go buy an old dilapidated golf course instead of supporting our police.
There you go. That ought to work. Let's just buy a golf course. And you know what we can do is we can
fly a flag over it.
We can put a barbed wire fence around it, fly the new flag out there, and put all the criminals in that one spot.
Well, you know what? We could do it Sheriff Joe style, except for we need to change the California Constitution.
Well, Billy Bob's Bumtown, you know.
Yeah, you know, Billy Bob had a good idea. He had Bumtown out there at Stillwater. Okay, thanks a lot, Daniel. Have a nice day. Well...
You've seen
look
him.
What you've done.
That's right. We'll now we need to get you stirred up and showing up at the city council meetings.
Okay. I think you need to put
apologies
out.
Apologies to the caller.
Let's just do this. Let's have a meeting. Let's have a meeting on Take Back Reading and push it out there to everybody and say, come to the meeting. And let's come up with one plan, one simple plan that we present to the city council.
Take Back Reading is on Facebook. If you go on Facebook, we will post where we'll have a meeting. We'll get those details together.
And we will make sure everybody gets it out here, and we'll put it out in a lot of different ways. Yes, sir.
Should I push back news and take this call?
Sure.
I'm not even sure who it is.
Okay, yeah. Bring them on.
Hello, hey, you're on the
morning.
Air.
This is Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, you know, City of Reading's problems all started with Mike Warren and every failed project that he had. I just wanted to make that point.
Okay.
And they've got plenty of excess property they could sell to help alleviate some of these problems.
Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe it's time we start looking at that kind of stuff. We need to look at every arrow in the quiver.
That's right. And it looks to me like they don't want to look at any arrows. It looks to me like they're encouraging transients to come to this area so they can harvest the grants and the monies they get from out of the area to keep the economy going.
One has to wonder.
You have to go. Okay,
have
thanks.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You bet, Nick. Angie Watson.
You started.
Okay, tell us when the next one's going to be, the next Take Back Reading. Make sure we know about it so we can announce it. And
I sure will.
We can push it out on Facebook and all this, and we have a place big enough to have some people there. And then the next point is after that's going to be promulgated to the city council, then we get as many people there as we possibly can.
I agree. So we need support from the community.
That's it. And community, if you're tired of everything that's going on, of people that move here that are probably people we want to have, and already, after being here for less than a year, they're looking